You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Now, I promise we'd unpack the results of the Guardian Bird of the Year poll. It has proved remarkably controversial. The Magpie has indeed won. It picked up 19,926 votes, 13.3% of the total votes. Apparently 150,000 people got involved with this, so it's a very big deal. Now, it just beat out, obviously, with the one I was going for, the Australian White Ibis, the Bin Chicken, as it is known around Sydney. It got 19,083 votes. So very, very tight. Very tight. And then a huge jump to number three with the Kookaburra, who got 10,953 votes. If you are interested, the remaining six in the top 10 are the Tawny Frogmouth, the Superb Fairy Wren, the Rainbow Lorikeet, the Willy Wagtail, the Wedgetail Eagle, the Southern Cassowary, and the Splendid Fairy Wren. So I think if we hadn't split the Fairy Wren vote, might have done a little bit better. Now, I just want to remind you of something that came up when we first started discussing the Guardian Bird of the Year survey as part of our I Can't Believe It's Not News with Shane Anderson all the way back on the 23rd of last month.
We have this week the Guardian Bird of the Year vote.
I have mixed feelings about this. Very mixed feelings.
In what way, Nick?
Well, in no way should we be paying as much attention to this goddamn vote as we are. Like, it has eaten my social media feeds. It has eaten my news cycle. On the other hand, if the Bin Chicken doesn't win, I will riot in the streets.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone clearly has a favourite bird that they're willing to go into bat for, to the point where there could be war.
I will go to war.
Things are getting heated.
Things indeed got very heated, as you can tell. I think I've spent so much time tweeting about Team Bin Chicken that it's just been fulfilling my dreams. I kind of remember the last time I saw an ibis, if I'm perfectly honest. Look, people are a bit cranky about this. People do not like magpies in this country, especially anyone who has ever worn a bike helmet, then had to put those little cable ties through it to try and scare them off. I think this is going to, well, hopefully be over now and we can get on with being normal, but not sure about the magpie. I think we could have done a lot better than that. Opinions are indeed mixed, I'll give you that. Well done, Guardian. You set a country against itself and missed out on rewarding the real bird, the bird we deserve, the bird that only exists in our bins because we have spent so long destroying their actual habitats. It is the bird that we deserve if it isn't the one that we want. Team Bin Chicken forever.